Here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And sports to you, folks. I'm here. I'm AJ Hoffman. Fred Fowler will be here shortly. I'm guessing he's a victim of the inclement weather.
Well, it's glad you got here early, right? You came before it started raining?
I usually try to get here sometime between 2 and 3 is my goal. I've told myself I'm going to start getting here around 3:30 on Wednesdays because I like to get in here early and kind of get myself together. You know, I like to do this, John.
Tuesdays.
Yeah, Tuesday I can't do that because David Dilotti is in here from 3 to 4. So it throws off my routine quite a bit. But of course, I don't think about it until I get here. And today I got here, you know, right at 2 o'clock. I mean, I couldn't have been much earlier. And it was a pain in the ass. But that's okay because I didn't get caught up in the weather. So that's good. Fred, I'm guessing we'll be here pretty shortly. We've got plenty to discuss today. I want to discuss a little bit about this game. Everyone is talking about this match that everyone is talking about tonight. And I have no interest in. And I wonder if there's something wrong with me. I mean, obviously I'm not the biggest soccer fan in the world. But from what I understand, it's probably not going to be a competitive game. If Vegas odds tell me anything, the fact that the U.S. is plus 750 to win tonight, it makes me think that it's not going to be much of a game. So I don't really understand why everyone is so excited about it and why everyone's willing to pay $500 and up ahead to go get into the crappy seats at NRG and watch this thing.
Well, I also think it's you get to see the best player in the world come to your city and play.
I guess, but that happens here every year in every sport. LeBron James comes here and plays every year.
But the diehard soccer fans, they don't get to see that every day. They have to wake up early in the morning to watch Barcelona play, or they'll have to wait to the World Cup, and maybe a friendly will come over here with Argentina. You don't get to see this kind of stuff.
I guess. Maybe it's just, I mean, is Messi the undisputed best player in the world?
I'm a casual soccer fan. I'm not a diehard, but I think the way that he plays, I think he's kind of like, I think Ronaldo is more of a Kobe, and Messi is kind of a LeBron. He's more of a distributor. He can do everything, and I don't know. I feel like he's the best player in the world.
Okay. Well, I guess the fact that I've seen Peyton Manning run through here, every year damn near for the last 10. Tom Brady's here pretty often. LeBron James is here every year. Whoever you want to think is the best baseball player in the world. Mike Trout is in the division. He's here all the time. I just don't get the...
Maybe it's kind of like if you have a exhibition game over in China, LeBron James comes, it's going to be a big deal over there.
I guess so. I guess that's what it is. And this is bigger than an exhibition from what I understand.
Yes, it's a tournament.
This Copa tournament. And I know there's probably people who are mad that I'm not giving it the proper respect it deserves. I honestly don't know how big it is in the grand scheme. I don't know how important it is relative to the World Cup. So I'm ignorant on this topic, which, you know, I probably should be a little more well-read on it. I just don't care. So I'm not, like, going out of my way to learn about this stuff. But I'm in the minority, though. A lot of people seem to care, and a lot of people are going to be braving this weather to get down to NRG and watch that game tonight.
I wouldn't recommend you try to brave this weather. Jeez. Tuesdays are always a little awkward because the studio's being used, right?
Yep.
So I've learned not to get here 45 minutes ahead of time because there's nothing I can do. So I kind of have it timed out to where I get here about 3:45. And today, because there was some rain, I thought I'll leave a little sooner. I'm going to leave at 3, make sure, you know, because usually it takes me between 15 and 20 minutes tops.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Houston, when somebody pees on the ground outside, how the traffic gets. 59 was just an absolute mess. But when I finally got off onto West Park to get here, it was half flooded. So I'm having to stay in the left-hand lane the whole way. So it took me a lot longer to get here than I anticipated. So, but yeah, to your point, though, I mean, this is one of those guys that's just not going to be here very often. And, I mean, it's an important tournament. It's nowhere near the World Cup. But
is it like the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, I mean, it's this region. And you get to play against the teams from Brazil and Argentina and Peru. And those are, yeah, you know, it's kind of like the Euro. It's not as big as the Euro tournament that's going on now. But I would say.
Why? Because Europe has better teams?
I would think so, yeah. And okay. Plus, it's just a bigger deal over there. I mean, it's a big deal having
it's a bigger deal over there than it is in South America?
No, but it is than it is here, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the United States. I could care less about South America.
Well, I just meant the teams playing.
Obviously, the really good teams, the Argentinas, the Brazils, they're every bit as good as the European teams. But,
right.
I mean, I think over there it's a bigger deal because it's big to all those countries. And people get interested in the U.S. team for stuff like this, and I'm sure it'll be, you know, all the bars will be packed and people will be watching, but, you know, it's still not going to be like it would be if we were watching it in Brazil or something.
Yeah.
Having said all that, I mean, I'm curious about it, and I know a lot of people want to go and see Messi because you're probably not going to get too many chances to see this guy play in Houston.
Okay.
So,
With that said, are you going?
No, of course not. I got no interest in that.
I wonder if I should.
Tickets were too expensive. I didn't have any hookups. If somebody had hooked me up, I might have gone. But
did you not get the credential thing? Like,
nah, I wasn't really interested.
See, I wasn't either. I got that offer, and then I was like, no, I'm not going to go to that. Now, with knowing how big of a deal it is, I kind of feel like maybe I should have done it. But
well, it's right down the street. I'll watch it on TV. I'm not too worried.
I'm not even going to watch it on TV. I just don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested. I just don't think the U.S. is going to win, but. You know, it's a nice run for them to get this far. Yeah, it's not. I mean, I get the people that are truly into it, and it's fun walking around the city and seeing all those Messi shirts. And I'm sure the whole area will be hopping even with this crap weather. But yeah, and I like seeing stuff like this in the city.
Right.
But for me personally,
and what Glenn was saying yesterday when I saw him, he said that there are. I mean, basically, this is going to be such a financial success that he thinks they'll come here more often, and Houston seems to be a prime market for them.
It should be, you know, with as diverse as our population is, and there's fans from all these teams here. I mean, they draw for some of these other teams that didn't even get this far that have exhibition games here. They draw like crazy, and I like seeing it here. I hope there's more of it, but it's just like, for me, it's not that big a deal. I mean, I'm not soccer nut. And I enjoy the sport. I enjoy big events like this. But I don't feel like I'm going to be missing out on my life if I don't go see Messi in person.
I'm with you.
And I think there's nothing really wrong with that.
I guess I understand to an extent because I bought tickets to go see Paul McCartney when he played Minute Maid.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not saying that Messi is Paul McCartney because I don't think that he is.
It's hard to take those two worlds and compare them.
I don't think there's any athlete that's as big of a star as Paul McCartney.
Probably not.
And that's international or not.
Yeah, but, you know, again, in certain countries, I think he is. But,
I understand I paid a lot of money. I remember, like, parking for that was $100. To park,
yeah,
to see Paul McCartney play. I mean, so I understand that. It's just, I guess for me, it doesn't quite translate to soccer because I don't care about soccer and I care about
Paul McCartney. Well, and that's sort of the same thing. You were willing to pay $100 to park for Paul McCartney, and there's people who, and a lot of people have been asking me this today because apparently the parking there is going to be a nightmare. That want to take the train. I would highly recommend that you park either in the medical center. Or if you want to get a farther away from that mess, park downtown either at the Bell Station. There's a bunch of like $3 and $4 lots around there, and take the train from there.
Or download GetMe.com or download the GetMe app.
You could do GetMe, yeah. You can certainly do that. But if you if you're insistent on driving, then that would be my recommendation.
All right.
What else is going on? So I just missed basically 2 minutes of you talking soccer.
Mostly. I mean, like I didn't do the intro. Did you have some sort of monologue intro?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
I didn't do that thing.
Yeah, no, we don't need to do it. It's okay.
I don't like to do that. I feel awkward doing it. So I was like, well, we'll just skip it.
Okay.
So we skipped that. And then we just started talking about some stuff like that. I mean,
yeah, I almost got here right on time anyway, even with all the crap. But then there were people, the little back way I come in, people are driving like 5 miles an hour because they're scared of the rain. It's like just, and it's one lane. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. And you're in an SUV. What the hell are you worried about? I'm the one that needs to worry about flooding out. I'm the one that needs to turn around, don't drown. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Get some phone calls when we come back. Get caught up on all kinds of cool stuff. Despite the rain, it's going to be a fun Tuesday, man. Let's do this. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. All
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. It's a Tuesday. Be careful out there. People are driving like knuckleheads. Let's grab a phone call because Sal wants to weigh in on Messi. What's up, Sal?
Hey, soccer blitzers. Good afternoon, training dogs and cats out here. Basically, guys, just to share a little bit more information concerning, that Argentina and Messi is playing here. It is, I understand that AJ doesn't like soccer, and Fred, you try to like soccer, and it's not as popular sport in the United States, but it is the most watched sport over the world. And just to share some information of Messi, this guy, he's 28 years old right now, and he's on the pace, if he continues to do what he's been doing, to be probably the best soccer player ever. So the fact that he's playing today here in Houston, it is a big deal. It's like if Muhammad Ali in his best, would have come over here to Houston and fought a big fight in the Astrodome. And another thing to share about Messi is this kid was recruited by Barcelona, the Barcelona football club, and when he was 12 years old. So he has been a star since he was a 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid. He was recruited in Argentina, and he went to he moved his family over there to Spain to start playing with Barcelona as a young kid in the inferior league. That's the name they give him in Spanish. And he is a mega superstar that can probably go down as the best soccer player ever. So I just wanted to share that it is a very big, important thing, at least in my opinion, that he's playing here in Houston. I'll listen to you guys. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share this information.
All right. So basically what that guy's saying is he's like Freddie Adu.
Only he became good.
Oh. Okay.
That's the difference. No, I get it. Trust me. It's just, and I enjoy the big events in soccer, but it doesn't move the meter to me. It's like NCIS, one of the most popular shows on television, right? Just not interested.
I'm with you.
Doesn't do anything for me.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory. Lots of people love it. It's great.
A lot of people tell me it's good.
Yeah. Not for me. My daughter loves it. She's always telling me, Dad, you got to watch this. You got to watch this. That's great. But it just, and yeah, it's significant. If it's significant to you and you're going, great, man, that's awesome. Enjoy the hell out of it. I'm not going to downplay who the guy is or anything like that. It just doesn't resonate with me the same way. Let's try Jamie. What's up, Jamie? Jamie? You're on, Jamie.
How you doing? It's Jamie. do want to share my thoughts on Messi. To me, he's a great player, one of the best in the world. Never won the big one. Hasn't won. Won it for Argentina, the World Cup. So that's all that matters in football. European soccer, I mean, it's big around the world. The United States, it's all about the World Cup. It's all about the big thing. And he hasn't won it. Hasn't sniffed it. And that's all I got to say about him.
Okay. So there's the first naysayer. Cristiano Ronaldo's never won it either.
So who's the best then?
Well, I always thought it was Messi, but I've heard Glenn Davis make a real good case for Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, if neither one of them won it,
they just haven't won the World Cup. They won everything else.
Okay.
But Eugene, why is that guy telling you how popular soccer is around the world like you don't know that? Yeah, we get that. That's what I was trying to explain. That part we get. And, yeah, I guess LeBron going to China, the way John described it, I guess it'd be like that.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to do that very often. But, anyway. Well, for those of you who are excited, enjoy the hell out of it. 281 says, it's like if the best rapper in the world came to Houston, it's a big deal, but it's not my cup of tea. Yeah. Well, and going back to that first caller who said it'd be like if Muhammad Ali came here for a big fight at the Astrodome. He did have a couple big fights here at the Astrodome. Yeah. So, I think it depends on what you're into. And if you're a soccer fan, this is huge. If you're guys like us who pay attention to it and, you know, I understand enough about it, but I don't love it. And it's nice that it's here. I like that the event is here because it's good for the city.
Yeah.
And I like that so many people, you know, that they're going to make a bunch of money off this. I think the bars are going to be packed. It'll be like what was during the World Cup. And all my friends who own bars are going to make money. That's what makes me happy. I like to see the city do well. I'm a Houston honk that way. And all these people coming in here to see this, that's great. Spend money while you're here. Have fun. Go to the bars. Celebrate your victory or your loss. Both of you.
This Olympics. I guess they play soccer in the Olympics. That's my segue. Whoever wins this, maybe they'll be a favorite in the Olympics. Going down to Brazil and doing the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's already a bad idea, right? Are you pro Olympics in Brazil?
No, not with all this stuff.
Already the Zika virus is down there. We've talked about that on this show before. I'm against Zika. I'm anti-Zika.
I'm not for, although I don't plan on reproducing anymore, so.
I don't either, but I'm against a world where we've got a bunch of people with normal-sized bodies and tiny heads running around.
I think it'd be kind of funny.
Think about what a
fun world it is with little people in it.
But what if that's what it is? That's what everybody is. And what if we become the mutants?
I kind of like the idea of being a mutant.
I don't like it. Well, now, the Olympic torch relay has gotten nasty. I guess the mascot of the, at least of the Brazilian Olympic team, I don't know if it's of the entire Olympics. You know how the Olympics always have a mascot, which is always stupid. But they had a jaguar play part in, like a real live jaguar play part in the torch relay.
Like Blake Bortles or?
No, an actual cat.
Okay.
Her name was Juma. She was photographed in the town of Manaus as the torch passed through on its way to Rio, and things went well. But according to reports, shortly after the ceremony, this cat was sedated. It's a zoo cat, so it's not like they just found some just jaguar and said, "Hey, come to this."
So they had the cat pretty much chilled.
Yeah,
out.
This cat's doped up. It's like Bevo at Texas games, like.
Yeah.
You let that thing run wild without its medicine, that's a dangerous animal.
Dead cheerleaders, yeah.
They say that it bolted for freedom as it was being placed back in its cage, and a soldier fired a shot at it and killed it. The Amazon military command said the killing was in line with safety procedures, but they just killed basically the Brazilian team mascot who took part in a torch lighting ceremony.
This is off to such a great start. They've killed the mascot. The water there apparently is disgusting and making everybody sick. And you got Zika.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the triple crown of no bleeping way.
Yeah, not to mention they're behind on construction and right. over budget, and it's a total mess.
Mm.
Man, good luck. I wish I. This is one of those times where it's okay to be from a country where they don't let you play in the Olympics. Like,
yeah.
Like, or I guess Russia hates gays, so they're not going to be allowed to play in some Olympics.
You know what? It'd be a good year to be gay.
Yeah, I'll pass on this one. I'll pass on this year.
Meet my boyfriend, Vladimir. Yeah,
we still do not like gay, but at least we no get Zika, right?
Pandas.
Your baby have tiny head. Your heterosexual baby. What a mess.
Yeah. Panda says, I understand what you mean. I see soccer like you see hockey. It's my third sport to watch. Now, yeah, if Patrick Kane were playing a meaningful game here in Houston, I would go if the Blackhawks were here.
Would you pay $500?
I wouldn't pay $500. No, I'm not doing that. I
mean, that's what people are paying for the nosebleeds at NRG.
Yeah, that's silly. But that's because I'm into that and I like it and I would enjoy the game. But no, it would be wasted on me to go to that when somebody else could use a ticket that would actually enjoy it and appreciate the fact that they got to see it. What the hell? Let's try it. He hasn't been awful in a while. Oh, you, Mike.
Fred, most Houstonians know that matches between Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs are way more better than what's coming to town. They've never seen. We've already seen Spanky Spangler drop 11 stories to the Astrodome floor. And you know, Fred, being my age, there has been a lot more excitement go on down on Old Spanish Trail back in our day than what's going on this evening.
I'm not.
I got nothing.
Following.
For that. I don't understand what he's talking
about. Did anybody get any of that, John? Anything?
Nope.
Anything?
Nope.
Bueller.
I think he referenced something that's older than I am, so.
Yeah, that predates me, too.
Well, I didn't quite understand him, so maybe I was supposed to get it, but. Hmm. Let's try Matt. What's up, Matt?
Sports.
Sports to you.
So I am an American sports fan, and I'm on the fence about going to this game. I'm going to ask you all a few questions, see if you're going to convince me to go or not go. So here we go. Number one, will Messi throw for 6 touchdowns?
Almost certainly not.
No, but he might score 3 goals, which soccer guys will tell you is the equivalent of a touchdown.
Will he run for maybe close to 200 yards?
He will run more than 200 yards on the field.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty impressive. Will he get any, am I going to see a sack dance or anything like that? Maybe if he gets on the defensive side?
You will see him rip his shirt off if he scores and celebrate, yes.
But is he over 120 pounds?
No.
Okay, I'm not going then.
No, but those guys do run a hell of a lot more than you realize out there. I mean, they're constantly in motion. And, he could easily score 3 goals tonight. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. 409 says, you'd pay several hundred to watch Kane, but not $20 for his autograph. No, I don't do autographs. I don't understand why you guys keep wanting me to like autographs. It just doesn't. It's just like this. It doesn't resonate with me. And I wouldn't pay several hundred to watch him. That AJ asked me that specifically. Would I pay $500? No, I'd pay $80 for a ticket. I'm not sure I'd pay $500 for a ticket to anything. I think if God were coming to NRG, I would not pay $500 for it.
Man. I mean, it would have to be like a music festival, like where there's several bands.
Even that.
Aren't that expensive, the one
that's going and being out in California later in the summer where it's all those old bands like The Who is playing. But
you know what? I've pretty much seen all those guys already, and why would I want to go pay a whole bunch of money for that? I'll be honest, if we hadn't gotten tickets to Guns N' Roses, I wasn't going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty big deal. It's just, and what's important to you is important to you. That's cool. But it doesn't mean that it has to be important to me. In fact, you should be happy that it's not important to me. I'm not taking one of your tickets. All right. Quick break. A lot more to go. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Boys on us, they take my last breath. I'm loving you. Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
And we're back on the Blitz. Tommy said bought tickets today under 200 for a 100 section. And I was just looking at SeatGeek to see what the prices were. 641, you can get tickets for 197.
Okay.
And I think these will go down as we get closer to game time.
Maybe that's what's happening, because when I talked to Glenn the other day, he was like, man, tickets are selling for a lot of money.
At section 312, for instance, which is pretty decent, right? That's club level, $357 each, which is about what you would pay for Texans tickets on a secondary market.
All those prices seem like about what you pay for Texans tickets. Like, not Texans Patriots tickets, but like Texans Jags tickets.
Yeah, Texans Jags. In fact, I think there's one game last year. Every year I buy club level tickets, and the wife and I go. It's always about $350 a piece. Yeah. So
okay, well, it's not as crazy as I thought
for one game. So yeah, it's about a Texans game. So maybe it's not quite as big a deal as people want to put it on. And then Lamont saying, "Man, I never heard anyone call OST Old Spanish Trail." Yeah, I had to think for a second what he was talking about. It's always been OST. Let's grab a call. K-Rock, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sports.
Sports to you.
Just wanted to talk about, I know you guys are kind of debating about, you know, what's it worth to go to the game tonight, throwing out some ticket prices. I just wanted to throw in my two cents, not necessarily about the prices, but just about soccer in general. You know, I'm not the biggest soccer fan. I was previously part of the camp that used to hate on it, saying it was an inferior sport. But I went to the game last week at NRG, Costa Rica, Colombia, my first soccer game. I was impressed, man. I was impressed with the fans. I was impressed with the environment. One thing I was most impressed with was the fact that it's all about the action. It's not about Bud Light commercials. It's not about what Nationwide Insurance is doing. The game just goes, and it keeps going. There's not all these timeouts. And I really appreciated that, just as a fan of sports, just being that involved in the game. Another thing I wanted to say was just that people are talking about what is the impact of this game right now on the city. I was thinking, you know, the event's pretty much come and gone after today. We don't know the impact. I think that if the game ends up being great tonight, the real impact on the city and on the sport of soccer in America is going to be felt in a year or two when we have time to digest maybe something incredible that could happen tonight. That's just what I wanted to say to you guys.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'm buying that part of it, because I've heard that so many times about, well, if the U.S. does this, then 2 or 3 years down the road, we'll see the impact. I think, yeah, winning would be cool. A lot of people would be watching Sunday, and then it's going to be a lot like the Olympics, man. People are going to get into that for 2 weeks, and then they'll forget all about them.
Yeah.
You won't hear Michael Phelps' name again for 3 years or any of these people. And I kind of think that's what this is. People get into these events because it's cool having events with nationalistic pride. It really is. It's why I enjoy all the hockey tournaments so much, because it's, you know, country against country. And that's one thing I like about these particular soccer tournaments, because you know, it's one thing we'll never have in football. That's why Olympic basketball has always been my favorite sport, because it's Team USA against all these other people, and we want to crush their heads. Totally cool with that. And that to me makes these competitions fun. But I don't think about USA basketball after the Olympics. I don't think once about it.
No.
And I kind of think that's what this is. And I know, and that's one where soccer guy really wants, but it's growing. Yeah, it is growing, but I don't think 2 years from now people are talking, remember when they upset Argentina and got to the finals of the Copa?
No.
Especially if they go out
I guess it would be a big win.
It would be a big win. It would be awesome, and more people would watch Sunday. But if they don't win, I don't think it's going to make that big a difference. If they do, it's the kind of thing that it's just going to raise hopes for the World Cup that'll get crushed when they...
Well, also, I mean, no one expects them to win.
No.
At least not according to Vegas odds.
No. What is the number?
Plus 750.
Ooh. Yeah, not so good. But... it's funny. But what would you pay this for, UH being in a national championship game? Or honestly, most things, man, I'd rather watch at home.
But you know what? It's also, I mean, that's different as well, because you're talking about a national championship game.
Yeah.
This isn't even
and,
like...
And in that case, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
This isn't even the finals. I mean, this is...
It's a semifinal.
The semifinals of a mid-major tournament.
Pretty much, yeah.
So comparing it to a national championship for your alma mater, especially when your alma mater is not a traditional football powerhouse, that's absurd.
Yeah, and besides, I wouldn't have to pay for tickets for that.
No.
I'd get my credential for that. And, you know, and I've gone to, like in the past when they made bowl games that I wanted to go to, I've gone to that, but it's mainly because I just wanted to do a trip. And I was going to go last year. I just couldn't get away. 713-780-ESPN. Daniel says the USA big win already happened in 2009, beat the best team in the world, Spain, in the Confederations Cup and lost to Brazil in the finals. And but
guess what?
Where's the impact on that?
Yeah, guess what? Guess who remembers that? Not me.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember it being a big deal at the time, and then everybody forgot about it. And I think that if I remember correctly, they actually got an early lead on Brazil, and then Brazil came back and kind of stomped them. So, Stephen, I don't know how the soccer player's not getting hurt on the NRG field grass, because they went they use that field turf now. They've gone away from that. They're tired.
Finally.
Yeah, they've decided to quit killing important players.
Yeah, after their number one overall pick blew out his knee and. They decided, well, maybe we should make a change.
Yeah. Yeah. So Messi's knee will be safe. Well, it says America's set in their ways in terms of sports outside MMA. No other sport will rise in this country. I don't agree with that because I don't know what this country is going to look like in 30 years. If you had told me in 1950 that baseball would probably be third or fourth on the list of most popular sports, maybe lower than that, I would have laughed. If you told me boxing would have been had become almost irrelevant, would have laughed.
Yeah, I mean, boxing and horse racing are the great examples.
Yeah.
They were the and baseball. Boxing, horse racing, and baseball in the early part of this or of the last century were
20s through basically the early 60s, I would say.
Those were the three biggest sports in this country
before television.
And now really? I mean, baseball is still in the top 5. The other two are fringe sports at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's so I don't know. As much as the NFL and college football are gods right now, come see me in 30 years. If this country continues to completely change in diversity and makeup, who knows?
But like you said, besides MMA, it's hard to say besides MMA because that's a sport that's come out of nowhere and become quite popular in this country.
And I think so who knows what comes next? I mean, that's the thing. I don't know. There may be another sport out there. Rollerball may be the most popular sport.
Hippo wrestling is what I'm kind of waiting to take hold.
Oh, I still think rat fights would be it. Well, plus, it would save the
astronaut. We've made our plea for that.
And no one's interested.
No one is interested.
And tried to get that judge on to pitch that to him, but no interest. Let's try Ben real quick. What's up, Ben?
Sports. I just wanted to weigh in on the soccer talk, and I think you're underestimating a bit the impact this tournament could have. If you're not big soccer fans, you haven't realized probably quite how far the United States has come in the last 10 years. The last World Cup 2 years ago was the best United States team I've seen, and it was unbelievable how many people came in. I live in Texas, obviously. Came into my office and said, oh, yeah, I've been watching the World Cup, never watched it before, but it's actually really fun to watch. And so I think this being on telly can be a huge influence for the American culture with concussions and everything in football. It could have a big impact, but I'll hang up and listen.
Here's where I understand that the U.S. has come a long way. One thing I do know about the U.S., if we're not good at something, we're not that interested in it.
Pretty much, yeah.
And I'm just according to FIFA.com, the men's rankings, international rankings, the U.S. falls at number 31, right behind the Czech Republic. We don't like games where we're not better than the Czech Republic. We're not better than Northern Ireland or Costa Rica or Bosnia and Herzegovina. We don't like that stuff. So,
well, and okay, and I'll try to explain this as an American. You guys get so defensive about stuff like this. It's like, oh well, look how good they are. This and try I know how much people got into the World Cup. We did shows every single day. We were out there with people. We were at the bars. We saw all of it. Believe me, on the days where we didn't have a show, I would go someplace to watch a game. People were into it because it was the World Cup. And then what happened? And oh, they're so much better. Do you know what happened? It almost happened about 2 months ago when they were in that prelim World Cup qualifying and damn near didn't even get out of that. I know you guys want this to be so big here with, you know, old school scumbag Americans like us, but it's just not going to happen. I appreciate it. I enjoy these events, but, you know, don't tell me it's going to be. I mean, this will be a seminal moment for this team. Okay.
Which, by the way, if they win, and looking at these rankings, if they win, I'm sure it would be huge because Argentina's number one. This is the best international team there is. But I'm also not getting my hopes up on the likelihood that they win. And again, even if they win and then they lose in the finals,
yeah,
it won't have mattered.
Nick says, I bet that last caller pulls like crazy. Yeah, with that voice. Dude, I
don't know.
No, that is a chick magnet voice, man.
What if you were a chick and he was like, you want to come watch some telly and chill?
Dude, I'm in.
Really?
I'm sorry.
You would be in on that?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. And see, now we're getting.
He had me till he said telly.
And soccer guys are correcting our callers, too. Francisco says the best USA has done is the 0-2 World Cup quarterfinal against Germany. That was 0-2. That was before. Well,
the best soccer's done is when that chick ripped her shirt off.
Yeah, well.
They won, right?
Yeah, they won. And that was supposed to be this big moment because that was in front of 90,000 people in Los Angeles, and it was supposed to create this whole, you know, revolution. And listen, a lot more kids are playing. Yeah, and I want to address something he said because all this concussions and football stuff. Do you not pay attention to the contact these guys make in soccer? That's the next sport where you're going to see a lot of this crap.
It's a game where people jump into the air and try to headbutt the ball before another guy can headbutt the ball. You're going to get concussions.
Yeah,
there.
I would not be the holier-than-thou concussion guy when it comes to that. But yeah, we'll get back to this. I right now, I got to tell you about something truly important, which is the Houston Can Academies. If there's a kid who wants to drop out of school and doesn't know what to do, Houston Can Academies helps them. They give them a second chance. They work around their schedules. They give them an opportunity to succeed. And so many of these kids dropped out of school for a variety of reasons. At-risk kids who knows where they would have wound up if they didn't get the second chance. And so many of them take advantage of it and go on and do great things. Sometimes they need glasses. Houston Can Academy takes care of them. Sometimes transportation. That's where your donations are needed. And, guys, the Blitzers have really been stepping up. Can't tell you how proud I am of you guys, because what you're doing is donating vehicles you're not using anymore. And some of them are, it doesn't matter what kind of shape they're in. Maybe it's been sitting in that garage. You thought you were going to fix it up and get it running again. You just never got around to it. Well, here's what you can do with it. And maybe the wife's saying, dude, get that out of the garage, man. I want that room. So give them a call, because if you donate it, they're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to fill out all the paperwork. They make it really easy. And your donation is tax deductible. And on top of that, you donate today, you're going to get Astros tickets if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. It's just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call. The Houston Can Academy, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
There's millions of us back home. And we say thank you.
ESPN. 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Grab the kids, your gal and glove, and spend Thursday at the ballpark. The Skeeters take on the Somerset Patriots at Constellation Field. Look for us as we broadcast live beginning at 4. It's affordable family fun. Check it out at SugarlandSkeeters.com for details and get your tickets now. Yeah, I think anything called the Patriots you're going to be worried about. Victor sent us a tweet, said a major U.S. publication like USA Today doesn't know Lionel Messi. They have a cut line that says Leonardo Messi and Argentina stand in way of historic run by U.S. soccer at Copa America.
Shame.
And Leonardo. Dude's pretty badass. You know what?
My favorite.
You know what would do it? Okay, this is for all you guys who love soccer and want the rest of us to love it. You know what would do it in America if the best player in the world were American?
That'd make it interesting, for sure.
I mean, they wouldn't be in the MLS. They would be off in Europe or wherever. But that, if you had a Tiger Woods emerge, if you had a LeBron James emerge as the best soccer player in the world, that would get people in America interested.
The problem is the U.S. hasn't even come close to doing that.
No, no. I mean, the best players can barely get into the good Euro leagues.
Yeah.
So if that, you want to see the revolution here, you want to see things change, because look at what happened to golf with Tiger. If you want to see it, go and produce the best soccer player in the world from the United States. And what I would do if I were you, I'd go mate with an Argentinian chick or something like that, or Brazilian, you know, and try to produce one that way.
You think that would do it? Or would he have to be like either a black guy or a white guy for America to fully grasp onto him?
I don't think it matters.
Because I think if he was half Argentinian, like, people would go,
No, if he were half white, half Argentinian, or half black,
people
half
would be
Argentinian,
okay with that?
Yeah, he'd be fine.
Okay.
So there you go. There's your solution. We just solved everything for you. What we need to do, let's get LeBron to mate with some Brazilian athlete chick. And then grow the kid up playing soccer.
Like Chris Cyborg?
Yeah, let's do that. That works. All right, 713-7 ESPN.
Like, when you think about it.
But you think that, I mean, people would get interested if you had you had somebody like that.
I agree. But if, I mean, let's think about who in the history of American soccer, who's the best player they've ever created? Is it Landon Donovan?
Landon Donovan, probably.
I mean, where do you think Landon Donovan ranks on the all-time list of greatest soccer players?
Not in the top 1,000, man.
I mean, it's just so far away.
Somebody says, why don't we just steal a baby from Brazil? That's not a bad idea. Maybe we got immigration wrong. Instead of keeping people out, what we should be doing is going and stealing babies from Brazil and Argentina.
You should never steal babies.
Okay, fine. I just thought it was a good idea. If we're trying to build a soccer team here, come on.
I'm against that.
Well, Jurgen Klinsmann has been using those German players from that have American parents. He's been doing that.
That's smart. Well,
yeah, that's a step in the right direction. Now let's take it. Let's take it another step. Let's genetically engineer our soccer team so that 20 years from now, the U.S. is the best. Let's selectively mate and then train these kids to do nothing else but soccer and create a United States version of Messi.
All right.
So the Guardian in 2015 put together the 25 greatest male U.S. soccer players of all time, and Landon Donovan was voted number one.
All right. See, I know a lot about soccer. I picked one.
And people are trying to argue that, which tells you that, okay, there's not one
okay,
guy.
Okay, yeah, name the guy better. Clint Dempsey?
Yeah, Clint Dempsey's the other name that comes up.
He was voted 3.
Who was second?
2?
Claudio Reyna.
Okay.
He's old school.
Yes, he is.
Where did our buddy Alexi Lawless rank?
Let me see. Not in the top 20. Oh, there he is, 23.
Okay, what about Glenn Davis? Where did he rank on there?
Glenn Davis is not on here.
Oh, this list is garbage.
Tim Howard was number 6.
Okay.
People ask, why are the women so good and the men aren't? Well, because there's just not that many countries that care about women's soccer and put money into it.
Exactly.
And so the U.S. got really good at it, and Germany has put money into it, Japan, Canada has now, and so those are your good teams. And it's like women's basketball. You've got like 2 dominant teams, and everybody else sucks.
Because nobody else has the financial means to really support a program.
Title IX, really, because the women's soccer is a good way to balance how many sports you have, because colleges have to have a certain amount of sports. So you actually have a good developmental program here for women. You don't have the men's soccer teams because we have football. And I'm sorry, I'm not trading college football for college soccer. All right. Let's try. Well, okay, we got music here, so we'll take a break, and then we'll get some more phone calls.
Dwayne says, Christian Pulisic may be that kid, already plays for one of the best teams in the world at 17, may start tonight. if he's one of the best in the world, then if he's ever going to be the best player in the world, he would already be starting. There wouldn't be maybe he starts tonight. It'd be undoubtedly he's starting tonight. If Team USA had a LeBron James type player, there would be no question of if he's starting tonight. Like, the Cavs didn't draft LeBron when they did and go, maybe we'll start him opening day. Like, or maybe we'll just let him develop. No, they just said, this guy's the best. We're playing him. So this kid, maybe, I don't know anything about the kid. He may be good.
Well, Soccer Dwayne is my other go-to besides Glenn Davis. But so he's if he not, says he's good, then...
But he ain't that kind of good. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a question.
No, I like this whole genetic engineering idea.
I think that's what Russians do.
And we've got to get them before the Zika strikes in Brazil. Because then they're going to be little head players. We don't want that, right? I mean, we want strapping Brazilian-looking soccer stars.
Yeah, that'd be bad for heading.
Definitely. You talk about concussions. You imagine a normal-sized head hitting one of those Zika baby heads? Would not go over well. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
His work one more time. He spoke with the whisper.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.